What if you could have new customers chase you down instead of the other way around? What if price was removed as an objection for new customers? Or what if you could stand out without saying a single word? Increase your sales, get more leads, and build a brand with Green Frog Web Design. Get a website that helps you pre-sell your work and remove price as an objection. Now, we have a great offer for the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast listeners. You can get your first month for only $1 with Scott and have your website live in 3 weeks from the projected start date, or it's free for a year. And now, are you tired of sending people to the crusty old website you have? Or is your website impossible to find on Google? Or just does it lack the proper SEO? Allow Green Frog Web Design to build you a new website or improve the SEO on your current website so that it converts visitors and helps you get ranked on Google.
We want to take a quick second to tell you about our friends over at Cycle CPA. I can't even express to you how important it is to have a good accountant on your side. You know you want accurate bookkeeping and financial statements every month. Instead, you're often left with limited time to focus on the accounting side of your business and no reports to show for it. At Cycle CPA, the landscaping accountants, they not only handle the bookkeeping, but also provide landscape industry benchmarking, job costing, financials by service line, advisory meetings, and much more. Cycle CPA has a team of landscaping accountants available to provide anything from bookkeeping to CFO services. Visit cyclecpa.com and for $100 off, mention the Million Dollar Landscaper podcast. Welcome back, everybody. Today, I'm going to share one of the little mindset shifts that I have been using lately to get the hard things done.
You have hard things?
I do. I have hard things, and I do. I struggle with getting the hard things done. I've mentioned it on this podcast before. If I was left to my own devices, I am quite happy to sit on the couch, read a book, and pet the dog for most of the day. Unfortunately, that does not pay the bills or get the house cleaned or get the kid food done, or it doesn't get any of the things done. And so I struggle a lot. I don't know if I struggle a lot. Well, it's probably as much as the next person with self-regulating, getting the things done and getting myself to do the hard things that need to get done. So this mindset shift that I have been using lately that hopefully you all can find useful as well is when it comes to doing whatever, insert whatever target behavior that you want to have or habit you want to develop or something that you want to work on, something that you want to work on or do in your business, whatever it is. I no longer focus on trying to do it consistently. I just focus on how frequently I am doing it. So I'm focusing on frequency instead of consistency. And I learned this from Dr. Karen Nordine. You can look her up. She's on all the socials. I took a class with her and that's where I learned about this. And it's really been working and it's been very helpful. So that's why I wanted to share. But I want to give credit where credit is due. That is where I learned out about it. And I've been doing it mostly when it comes to exercising. Right now, that was my little like test run. Like, okay, fine, bet you know you said that she swears that this is you know this works, and so I'm like, okay, I'll try it. The biggest benefit that I have gotten from it so far is it helps you release some of that mind drama that starts to come in when you're like, because say you want to start a new behavior, habit, work on something in your business, whatever it is, and you're like, we're gonna go every day. It's gonna be I'm going to get up at 5 a.m. and I'm going to work out every day from 5 to, you know, 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. That comes with like a lot of mind drama. Like the first time that you don't do that, you're like, well, I give up. Why'd I ever do that? You know, there's just a lot of mental drama that comes with that. And when you only focus on just doing things frequently and not necessarily consistently, then you can let that go because life gets lifey. All of our lives get lifey.
I like that term, lifey.
Yeah, life gets lifey.
Is that a legit term?
I don't know. I'm sure I've heard it somewhere. Because then people end up doing nothing. Because if you just hold on to that belief that, you know, once I don't stick to my consistency plan, once I don't do it that consistently, then just forget it. Why should I even bother to do this at all? And that's simply not true. Because doing, especially when it comes to exercise, exercising one time is way better than not exercising at all or exercising zero times. Mm-hmm. So it's really not true that even if you're not doing it as consistently that you want, that just don't even do it. Like that's not a thing. So my challenge for you all is to think about something that you've been putting off. Because what's something in your, it can be in your life, in your business, wherever. What have you been putting off or not doing it because you're like, well, I just can't do that. I don't have room for that. You know, maybe it's finally figuring out what systems would work in your business or looking at your numbers or doing some kind of team training. Whatever it is, I'd like you to just do it. Even if you only do it one time. Just
get started.
Just get started. Because like I said, doing something one time is better than doing it no times. Because like, look at job costing, for example, because that is something that falls off a lot of people's plates. They don't get it done. Because when you think about trying to do job costing for every single job that you do, that can sound a little bit overwhelming. But say you just do it one time and you get some kind of big breakthrough, like you realize like, oh my gosh, I've really been undercharging or not putting in enough hours, or just that one job costing, you can get a lot of information from doing it just one time. So even if you never do it again, which I do not recommend, please do it frequently. But even if you never do it again, then you have learned something from just doing it that one time.
On that particular category, I tell people at least try one a week.
Yeah.
Just to get started.
Because if you can, and then if you focus on, this is where consistency versus frequency comes in, then how can you just do it more frequently? You don't necessarily then be like, well, then I have to do it 2 days a week. It's like, well, maybe you do, you know, because if you do one a week, you know, that's 4 a month. Well, maybe you do 5 a month. Like, just how can you do it more frequently? Because here's a fun little tidbit. Once you start doing a new behavior, even if you just do it that one time, it can give you the confidence to do it again and then again and then again, because you can celebrate those small little wins. You can be like, you can give yourself a high five for doing something one time. You can be like, that's right. Dang right. I did that one time. Celebrate those little wins. And then when it comes time to do it again, you can kind of draw on that energy and that, like, you know what? I did it that one time. It really wasn't that bad. Okay. Yeah, I'll do it. You can kind of just get the ball rolling by giving yourself permission to just do it one time.
Well, it's like you said earlier, it's changing your mindset rather than beating yourself up about not doing something. Well, I did it this time. This is not so bad. I can do it again. So just
exactly.
Changing your mind.
You're more likely to act out of a positive emotional state than a negative one. I don't ever like people to react or do things out of a real negative space. So, and I've been doing this for exercise, because in June, I'm going to do a 20-mile hike down in southern Indiana with a group of friends of mine. We're from northern Indiana. It's flat as a pancake. I'm worried about the hills already. I'm sorry. Like, those of all, you know, all y'all who live where there's mountains, you're probably laughing, but Indiana, like where we live, there's no topography. The glaciers flatten it all. Flat
it goes
as a pancake.
Down like 10, 20 feet. That's about it.
Yeah. It doesn't happen. So, but southern Indiana is quite hilly. And so I've got a 20-mile hike that I'm doing there in June. So I started out with just walking, making sure that I'm walking our dog in the evenings. It's about 1 to 1.5 miles. We live in town. If we go around the lake, we have a little route. So I started just doing that. No pressure. Walk the dog. Didn't give myself a minimum. Just do what I could. And then when I felt good with my frequency of doing that, I added 3-mile walks in. Once again, I didn't give myself a timeline. I didn't give myself a deadline. I didn't give myself a minimum number. It's like, oh, you know, I've got time today. It's not raining. The weather's pretty nice. I'm just going to go ahead and go for 3 miles. And so I'm at the point now where, when the weather's not freezing and gross, we're in that weird weather where it's winter and spring at the same time. And so when we are having the days where it is spring, I'm working on increasing my frequency of the 3-mile hikes. I haven't given myself any like hard deadlines or on that, but I'm just working on increasing the frequency of those longer hikes so I can get them in.
So you're not going to just go put like a 50-pound rucksack on and start running and jogging?
No, I'm not going to do that. Well, because I'm old. but I am, and this is like a light version of what I'm doing. We can get real deep into behavior change. I'm trying to just, instead of looking at specific exercises, I'm just looking at movement in general. Thing like movements count. Like I can jump on my trampoline. I can throw around a kettlebell. I can do yoga. I can walk the dog. But that's a different, talk about behavior change and giving yourself options. Like when it's rainy, if it's raining out, then what can I do? Mm-hmm. Like, so that's where you kind of get into these little if-then statements. But we can talk about those another time. But I just wanted to use that as an example, because that was my test run on increasing frequency, was really trying to do it with exercise, because I do have this 20-mile hike coming up in June that, like, I should probably train for. Like, because when you're pushing 50, you shouldn't just go out and hike 50 miles. That sounds like blisters and
sore.
Yeah,
just
sore knees. Right? So... But what I would like to challenge you all to do is look at something in your life, in your business, whatever, that you have been putting off because you're like, I can't get to that all the time. What is something that you've been avoiding or not doing because you have had that mind drama about not being able to get it in all the time? And how can you set up your life to just do it more frequently without panicking that you are not doing it consistently? And this is where, once again, I don't want the 75 hard. Like, if you're talking about exercise, there's guys at the fire station you hear about doing the 75 hard. This is my problem with those, is because that's one of those where, like, if you mess up one thing, you've got to start all over. And then you've got to do it over again.
Well, you see so many people that start doing it. They have all good intentions. They mess up. They start over. They mess up. Start over. And then they're like, I'm done. And then
Because things like that don't work within the parameters of actual behavior change and how life works. And so, once again, I mean, no hate to anybody who it's worked for. I'm sure there's people who have done it and love it and swear by it and swear it's the best thing that ever happened to them. That's great. If that works for you, pass off. I applaud you. That does not work for me. That does not work for most people that have lives.
And if they do that, I would love to see if there's like a study on this. Like, after they complete that 75 hard, if they complete it, do they continue working out, or are they just, okay, I'm done?
Yeah, I think it depends on the person.
You know, like,
yeah, but something that rigorous is very difficult to fit into your average person's schedule unless you have, you know, most of us do not. I don't have a cook, a maid, or a housekeeper, or a driver, or a babysitter.
If you do, I have not seen around the house.
Right. And so that's my only thing with that. It's a lot of times when people that do commit to those things, they do have other help and circumstances in their lives that makes it a little bit easier for them to get done. But most of the people that I know and that we work with do not have those external forms of support. Yeah. So I just encourage you, focus on frequency. Don't worry about consistency right now. And that is going to get you further along towards reaching your goals, starting those habits that you want to do, than beating yourself up because you're like, oh, I just couldn't get it done. I didn't do it more often enough. Because where I want to start implementing this is in our business is with social media. We need to increase our frequency of doing, you know, more video, more reels, more stuff like that. There's things that we wanted to do and we haven't done. But I was kind of crumpling under that pressure of, you know, well, you hear that you've got to have this many posts per week and do this many lives. And like, if you listen to all the social media gurus, there's all this that you should do, and it can be a little crippling. And then you're like, well, just forget it. I'm just not going to do any of this because that sounds way too hard. So as far as business goes, that's where I would like to start incorporating this into our business, because now that I've done it a little bit with exercise, I can see that it works. Like I said, to me, the biggest benefit is that relief of the mind drama that comes with it.
Does the frequency, you know, the more you do it, start creating that consistency over time? Does it turn into consistency?
But it's just all on what you focus. Because when you want to do something consistently, doing it, this so many words, doing it frequently will help you. Like I kind of mentioned before, if you celebrate those small wins and focus on that energy when it comes to doing it consistently, you can draw on that energy. If you look back and are like, oh, it felt so good to do that, I'm really proud of myself. Those are the things that you can use to work into more consistency. You can draw on those feelings, because positive feelings and stuff like that work way better to get you to implement behavior change.
And just from me talking to people, I see this all the time in their business, as far as they know they need to do certain things. They know they should be training their employees, talking to their employees. They know they should be doing job costing. They should be doing all this and that. And they get stuck on, I just got to think about this, right? Just start doing it a little bit. If you can only have one 15-minute meeting with them this month, just start with that. You have to start somewhere in the process.
One 15-minute a month is better than no 15-minute meetings a month. Yes. And then if you can, once again, then focus on just frequency. Yeah. Maybe you do two that month, next month. Yeah. So
you have to start. What we say, do it dirty. Sometimes you just have to do it, and that'll get you started.
That is very true. Well, and we talked about how we've had other episodes where we talk about how willpower is actually a really bad thing to rely on when it comes to implementing any of these behaviors. And sometimes you have to just do it. But this all kind of plays together. It's just, like I said, focusing on frequency instead of that consistency has really helped me break through some barriers. It's helped me not have the mind drama. It's helping me to just get things done and to get that ball rolling. So I'd love to hear from you all. Where's an area in your business that you can start experimenting with just doing things a little more frequently? Because remember, doing something once, is, especially if it's a positive habit, is way better than doing it zero times. Yeah. So give yourself some credit. Don't get hung up on the consistency. Instead, just really embrace that power of the frequency in your business, because you can transform your business one little step at a time.
You have to start somewhere. So yep. Start doing something. Pick something. Just do it.
Let us know if this helps at all. If it helps, like I said, the biggest thing for me was getting rid of that mind drama of kicking myself. Well, like, oh, I set this goal that I was going to do it this many times and I didn't do it.
We'll have to do a follow-up podcast on this to check in and see how it's working.
Well, my I'm doing the thing called Mammoth March. It's in June sometime. I can't remember. It's down in Southern Indiana. So when it gets closer to the Mammoth March, if we remember, I can check back in to see if my if my frequency turned into a good amount of consistency and I was able to do a Mammoth March without a bunch of blisters and sore knees.
And so hopefully not drag you off the hill.
You're not going, so you won't have to drag me off the hill. My sister will. So,
all right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us today. Let us know what you need to work on in the comment section. We love hearing from you guys. We'd also appreciate you guys taking the time and leaving us a review on Apple. And let us know what you like about the podcast and anything else that you want to hear.
Yeah, the more reviews we get, the better reviews we get. It just helps boost our rankings and puts it out there to people more. Yeah. So more great landscapers can hear all of our awesome talks on frequency and consistency. Yeah. Things you never thought you'd hear about on a landscaping podcast.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us today. And have a great day.
That's a wrap on another exciting episode here of the Million Dollar Landscaper Podcast. Now, thank you for joining us on this journey. And thank you for being a member of our community. Remember our motto, do it dirty means just get started and not be afraid of making mistakes. We honestly believe this is one of the keys to the success in this industry and in life. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode, please take a moment, head over to Apple and leave us a review. Your support helps us reach more listeners and bring even more value to the show. Until next time, keep doing it dirty and grow your business to new heights.